At the tender age of 18, the young St. Clare went to dedicate herself to God completely and totally, giving up her tremendous wealth in order to follow in the footsteps of St. Francis of Assisi. She had seen St. Francis give up all of his earthly wealth, and in seeing that moment, she saw what was truly important in life. She saw what was the most important thing, the one thing to which she could dedicate everything that she had. She, in a sense, saw what it meant to lose your life in order to gain it. This is the great paradox of our Christian faith, the great paradox that it is precisely in giving ourselves away that we find who we truly are, who we are truly meant to be, God's servants first. We are meant to give ourselves away just as St. Clare did, in our own way, in our own vocation. We are each of us called to give ourselves away so that we might find that true pearl of great price. We might find that one who has revealed himself to us, as we heard in our first reading today, as Moses asks the people of Israel, what other God has done this for you? What other God has revealed himself so intimately and so truly? What other God has shown his love and his care so deeply to you that he has revealed his innermost life? What other God calls us but this one God, the only God, the only one for whom we were made, for whom we are meant to lay down our lives? That laying down of the life was certainly no walk through the roses for St. Clare. She started and founded a whole community of contemplative women who, in that great thirst for the life which God alone can give, gave up everything, and they begged for their sustenance. It's well known among the Franciscan friars that the ones who keep poverty the best are the contemplative women of their order, the poor Clares who exist even to this day. It is these women who, like the women who helped to prepare the body of Christ for the tomb, it is these women, these poor Clares, that have given up everything, who manifest to us a very important lesson. A very important lesson in what is truly important. In giving themselves completely and totally to the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, to prayers for their friars, to the adoration of Almighty God, they point to us to that one thing which is meant to be truly important in our own lives. As we are occupied about so many different things, so many different cares, we are made alert by their own dedication to the one thing that truly matters, Christ himself. Then in the midst of all our own troubles and our crosses, the things that we suffer, the poverty that we endure, that in the midst of all of these things, it is Christ alone who matters, and that Christ himself is worth it. Over this past week, I foolhardily joined Father Cristino, you might know from this diocese, on a hiking trip. And he took us on a grueling trip up to the top of a mountain. I thought I would never get there. But it is through all of that grueling effort and that striving that I was able to come at his encouragement to the very top of the mountain. And it was then that I knew why I had spent that much exertion. It was then that I knew that it was all worth it. In the end, in taking up our cross, in giving ourselves completely to the Lord, it is in finding Christ at the end of it all that we understand that this is truly the pearl of great price. This is the end to which we were called. This is the blessedness and the happiness to which we are called, to spend eternity with Christ himself.